soar in the air. I see you in that purple dress and the sun rips off your hair. Come sit with me, gaze at the sky. Tell me what's on your mind. 'Cause when I am with you, I see a world that's all brand new.
Where all you can do is look back and look on its past. It's too early to do anything to change your future. It's too late to do anything to change the past. So all you can really do is just wait. I think I'm there right now. To be honest, I'm scared. I don't quite know what to do about it. I can't help but start losing my mind and wondering if it could have been different. It should have been different. I start to wonder if I should just accept what I have or try to make it better. Have faith we can. What do you think? Can you help me?
'Cause every time it's spring again, those lilacs are in the air. I see you in that purple dress, and the sun rolls off your hair. Sit with me, gaze at the sky. Tell me what's on your mind. 'Cause when I am with you, I see a world that's so brand new. I can see your tone, it's so brand new. I see a world that's so brand new. I see a world that's so brand new. I see a world that's so brand new.
Diversity Cornwall's 10th Annual Pride Parade and Festival is almost here. Join us on July 19th at Lamoureux Park in Cornwall for our free Pride Festival featuring live entertainment, a barbecue and beer tent, bouncy castles, face paint, carnival games, and more. To learn more about the festival or register for the parade, visit diversitycornwall.ca. Diversity Cornwall would like to acknowledge the generous support of FedDev Ontario in making this event possible.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense. We're back. So,
I'm going to say that you're going to tell us, including me, for the first time about your adventure last night.
Okay, but before I do that, let's talk about how warm it is outside.
No.
And the weather. It's been crazy this week. Come on.
Nope. Don't want to talk about the weather. You Everyone know? Knows it's hot.
All right. Okay.
It's way more interesting to talk about the fact that you went to Blues Fest last night.
It is true. I did go to Blues Fest, and the weather was fantastic for it as well.
I'm going to kill you one day.
Yeah, actually, I had an opportunity to go to Blues Fest last night. So my friend Colin invited me to go to Blues Fest for the second year in a row. We set up in these really nice VIP section. We got there early this year because last year we were kind of rushed, or I guess the band started later last year. I don't know what it was, but this year we seemed to arrive just at 6 o'clock. There was a band on already from Kingston, actually. When I was talking to Karen today, he actually said this person went to Odessa Public School and then whatever the high school is there as well. Odessa High School?
Nope.
Whatever it is.
Ernesttown. Had to think about that for a minute. Ernesttown.
It's Odessa High School. And the artist was called Lucius.
Oh, interesting.
Was, yeah, she was pretty good. It was not my cup of tea to speak of. It was, she was screaming through a microphone, or like a megaphone at one point. It was kind of interesting, but.
That's interesting because all of them seem to be your cup of tea, and I'm the one who seems to be fussier.
Yeah, no, it just didn't. I think the problem was we got there, it was hot. We were trying to find our seats, get comfortable, go to the merch section, do all those things while she was playing.
While she was screaming?
While she was screaming. And by the time we kind of just got coordinated and got sat down, she was done. Her set was basically over. I recognized a couple of her songs, to be honest. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And but really wasn't, like I said, it wasn't in my genre or kind of my I don't play her music at all. So, you know, it was okay. And again, we're going to talk about Blues Fest today. It's going to be, you know,
mostly going to be Terry telling you and I at the same time, because I actually haven't spoken to him really since last night. So
yeah.
He rolled in at, I don't know what time, and I went to bed at a normal person time.
Quarter to
two. Well, actually, not a normal person time. My bedtime's way earlier than a normal person. However.
Yeah, it was quarter to two, and then I had to kind of relax down from being out all night and just having a good old time. So I think it was almost 3 o'clock before I rolled into bed.
Funny, because I got up at four.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Morning, because it's a 4 o'clock morning for me on a Thursday.
Yeah. So anyway, the next, like, we get there, we're doing our thing, we get set up, we get situated, and we start talking to the people that are running the VIP section that we're in, and we find out that Tom Morello is coming up, and we were like, oh, this is awesome. I knew he was playing, but I didn't know there was a whole bunch of different people listed on the on the act for last night. But I found out there's actually multiple stages around the main stage,
okay,
that are going kind of like a regular music festival, but I couldn't hear them, so I don't know how it was positioned, and I don't know if they just played during the day in those spaces and in different locations. The band that was meant to be playing where Lucius was playing last night, for whatever reason, there must have been a lineup change, because even when you went to the merch section, Lucius's stuff wasn't set up in the merch, but the other bands that were listed for last night were. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, and it's the same for tonight. Like, G-Eazy is meant to be performing alongside Sean Paul, but when I spoke to Kieran about it, Kieran's like, G-Eazy's on tour somewhere else, so definitely not performing tonight. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. So let me tell you about Tom Morello. So okay. Tom Morello is really, really awesome. So he's a former member of the band called Rage Against the Machine, which we both love.
Love's a strong word. I like a lot of their songs.
No, they're
because
great.
There's memories attached to the song. But other than that, I wouldn't say I'm a big Rage Against the Machine fan.
Oh, okay. Well,
I like one song.
Killing in the Name of.
Yes, only okay. Because we were young and ridiculous.
Well, what's interesting is what we learned last night is he doesn't have the rights to the lyrics, only the music.
Okay.
So when they played Killing in the Name of, there was no lyrics to it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It was crazy. Just the crowd was screaming it.
I'm sure they were.
Back to him. Mm-hmm. But he was playing it. I think the coolest thing for me of that whole set was his son, Roman Morello, who's 14 years old, was their lead guitar player.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And he was incredible. Like, when he first came out, I'm like, man, that guy looks really young. And then he announces that, you know, this is my son, Roman. He's 14 years old. He's, you know, on tour with us during the summer. Just a regular kid. Mm-hmm. But man, could he thrash a guitar? He was probably the best guitar player of the night, hands down.
Amazing. Was he in your trivia round of people whose kids are now in the band?
No. Not at all. Because I just never even thought about it. No. And he was so good. Like, so at one point, he was playing his guitar behind his back, and his dad was also strumming on it.
The same guitar?
Same guitar. That's
cool.
They were both playing it. And then at one point, he had his dad has guitar turned sideways, and he was playing his guitar, like his dad was playing his guitar. And then Roman was also playing on it and jumping back and forth between guitars. They were playing each other's guitar. Insane guitar players. Now, not the greatest singers, obviously. He was, you know, Tom Morello is not the singer for Rage Against the Machine. But what was really interesting was the lead singer from System of a Down was the singer for the band last night.
Okay.
So, which was really cool. And we couldn't figure out who the other, there was a lot of bit players, like there was the drummer I couldn't figure out. They didn't show him all that well on stage. And then they had a bass player and stuff. It was just great. I mean, but the really cool thing about Tom Morello is he did an amazing interview on Howard Stern years back. And I remember listening to it thinking, this is just going to be another interview. What you find out is Tom Morello is actually a graduate of Harvard.
Really?
He has a political science degree. Super intelligent guy. He played last night. A lot of his stuff was political and about unions and being a strong, good fellow worker and taking back what was theirs. Hmm. So it was a lot of, you know, if you don't take back your rights now, you're going to lose them. It was a lot of political. And you
like that kind of music.
I do. And it's funny because it was kind of almost like a heavy Billy Bragg type deal. But it was so, so good. And he sang a lot of stuff where he had you sing along with it. Like, you know, we are one. We are one. Like this back and forth kind of thing. And it was really, really well done. And then he came out and played with Def Leppard. He actually recorded a song with Def Leppard as well. And I'll play that a little bit later on if we have time. The song is called Just Like 73, and it's like Just Like You and Me, Just Like 73. Like,
okay.
It was a really,
like the year 73.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really, really well done, and I had no idea he had actually recorded a song with them. I mean, I've been talking for 10 minutes. We'll come back. Let's play a little Tom Morello here to kick things off. So You guys will love this. This is a great song. Was great. So a little bit more about Rage Against the Machine, Tom Zmorello, just for a few seconds here. I know you want me to kick on and keep going here. This guy's got one of the most versatile guitar playing abilities. He can literally make his guitar sound like a turntable, a synthesizer, even a robot. Like, I mean, you can hear it in that song, all just using his guitar. No special effects, no nothing, just his toggle switches and his whammy pedals. And I mean, last night when he was playing, it was just wild. I mean, he's played, well, he was in Audioslave, obviously. He was with Prophets of Rage. He's played for Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band, Cypress Hill, and even Imagine Dragons. So, yeah, he even worked as he worked for a senator for a brief stint after university. So pretty wild. I mean, he's pretty awesome. All right, I will move on because I see it in your face.
Again, we need to do this on YouTube.
Well, what's funny is you told me to talk about stuff, and then when I start talking about it, you're like, okay, but move on.
Yeah, but I know that you have about 10 songs lined up and things to talk about, and we're already a quarter of the way through the show. So we're not going to get to all of the material. I'm just trying to keep it rolling.
Okay, fine. No problem. I will keep going. All right, so the next band we saw last night was amazing, Def Leppard.
Okay.
So really, really cool. it was like going back in a time machine. And I mean, they still, it's funny, the guy sitting beside us, so we're up in this VIP section with all these different people, and we start talking to this one couple. They ask, and they sit with us at our table, and we're like, yeah, no problem. It was just Colin and I, and then there was two other seats, and we were right up against the fence. And this couple said, can we hang out? And we were like, sure. And we're like, do you guys know Def Leppard well? And the guy goes, well, this will make my eighth time seeing them.
So he knew them better than you did.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He was like, yeah, man, I'm so excited to see these guys. He's seen them, like he saw them back in the 80s, then in the 90s, 2000, like he'd seen them all the way along. Mm-hmm. And he's like, they just are just as good then as they are now. What he did say though is he thought that there was a little auto tuning going on with the high notes. He was like, I don't think he's hitting all these high notes. I'm like, dude, I don't care.
How old would these guys be?
65.
Okay.
So anywhere from 61 to 65, right? So, but what was really cool, and in the song I'm going to play next is Photograph by Def Leppard.
That's a great song.
They were showing photographs of the band from when they first got together.
Yeah, cool.
So literally late 70s. So they literally got together in 77, right, in Sheffield, England. And they were talking about, you know, the guitar player and the lead singer had been friends for 48 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is crazy. So yeah, Rick Savage and Joe Elliott were like high school teenage friends when they kicked off, right? So it's pretty cool. And then you've got Rick Allen on the drums. And I've talked about Rick Allen before, kind of. Rick Allen lost his arm, his left arm, and he learned to play drums designed with this electronic drum kit that when he hits it once, it plays it twice. And these special drums, and it allowed him to continue to play.
That's amazing.
Right until today. Like, he is such a legend. He came out and it was pretty cool. And I know only of one other drummer, and I looked him up before. Remember, I was looking for this band Durango 95, and yeah, I was kind of hung up on it. Drummer from Ajax, Ontario, had also lost his arm in an industrial accident.
Yeah, I'm having deja vu that we had this conversation.
Right? And
yeah.
So Rick Allen is doing this, and then this drummer learns about this drum kit, and he gets it, and he plays it, and I don't know where he is these days, but Rick Allen, like, killed it last night on the drums. The whole band was great, and then you find out that the band had stopped touring because the guy had Hodgkin's lymphoma.
That's bad.
Yeah, but it wasn't as bad as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, apparently. Like, one is worse than the other. This one is treatable for the most part. Colin and I were looking it up. And it was pretty cool. I mean, just to watch this band just scream out songs. They came on at 9:30, and they played till like quarter after 11.
Well, that's nonstop. A lot of stamina for 65-year-olds.
It was
good for
amazing.
Them. I was sleeping, and I'm not that old.
And I was cracking jokes. I said to Colin, because, you know, it's the old hair bands where it was really glamorous, and mm-hmm. they were wearing shiny stuff. I actually said to Colin, I think that jacket that the lead singer's wearing is my mother-in-law's jacket. It was all shiny, and it was just funny. Like, I was just cracking a joke saying, like, it looked like an old lady's jacket. It was funny. But yeah, no, it was pretty funny. But yeah, no, man, they were great. Let's throw on Photograph by Def Leppard so you guys can all hear it.
Okay, we like that song.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You're the
That was an awesome song. I'm so glad we got to play it. Just a few more little facts about Def Leppard and stuff. So Rick Allen, the drummer, obviously, has his car accident in 84. As a result, the Hysteria album, which is a massive album, takes 3 years to complete. His accident, kind of things going on and whatever. There's production challenges, but it's kind of cool. Like, they sold 20 million copies of that album eventually. I mean, they have two diamond albums in the U.S., which means they sold over 10 million copies each. This kind of puts them in an elite kind of schedule with other bands like the Beatles, Led Zeppelin. They're actually bigger in the U.S. than they are in the U.K., which is interesting, seeing they're a U.K. band. They're actually, I think it was more the MTV kind of era, you know, with Pour Some Sugar on Me and stuff like that. That was an iconic video. They actually played that video, which I thought was amazing. So their stage last night had a massive screen, and in the center of the screen, they had this big circle, and they actually played the Pour Some Sugar video while the band was playing, and you could see them, and they were putting images up on the side screens of them now and then of them from the video time. It was really, it was really cool. And then, it was just so, so cool. The whole thing was amazing. No synthesizers with this band, though. There was nothing. It's just straight up really cool layered guitars. And then you've got Tom Morello comes out and plays with them. And again, I had no idea that Tom Morello was playing with all these different bands the way he is. And I guess that's just his thing that he's doing now that Rage has done. And Audioslave and that, he's just literally filling in and playing with all these different bands on different tours and different festivals. He just came out last night and just rocked it again. And it was really cool. Like, you were like, just, they said, oh, you know, we're going to bring out a player that, you know, wrote a great song with us recently. And then Tom Morello walks back out on stage and you're like, what? And I had no idea. And the other guy beside us was like, yeah, what do you hear this? This is awesome. So it was pretty cool. And if we have time, I will play it.
We won't.
We probably won't, but that's okay.
I know we won't.
So moving on, I wanted to kind of do a rollback to last year from Blues Fest. So, gonna play a band that played at Blues Fest last year, Jelly Roll.
Is he a band or a guy?
He's a guy, okay. But he played last year at Blues Fest. But the reason I'm playing it is the person that he sang with, one of his songs, Lainey Wilson, she played this year at Blues Fest. And I mean, they had such an amazing lineup. And again, they had Shania Twain. They had Alan Doyle played this year. He played on Sunday night. I wish I had known. We could have stayed in Ottawa and watched Alan Doyle. He played with Shania Twain on Sunday night.
Right.
And then they had the Pixies play. They had so many great artists play this year. It's fantastic. Papa Roach is playing on Saturday with Daughtry, mm-hmm. which is, you know, I'm hoping we're going to be able to sneak out and go see those guys play. Mm-hmm. We'll see. And then tonight is, like I said, it's Sean Paul. I don't know who's opening for him, but like I said, it was meant to be G-Eazy. And then tomorrow night, it's Green Day. And that was one of the concerts we did have an opportunity to go see. Colin gave me a couple of choices, and I picked last night. One, because I'm DJing tomorrow night at Lofanale. And the other one is, I really wanted to see Def Leppard. It's more.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I find it funny that when I think of a event called Blues Fest, that I don't expect all those rock bands to be there. So I picture jazz and blues and things. And I think that may be where it started. But it's definitely evolved to be more of a music festival.
Yeah.
Than just a blues fest.
In all of the artists that I was looking at and seeing, not one of them was blues artist. Now, it's funny, Tom Morello did say that he was going to play a little blues for us, but in Tom Morello style.
Right.
And he did play an entire song, almost in a bluesy, kind of heavy rock version. It was really cool. Yeah. He played a blues song, but his spin on it, it was really, really cool.
Yeah, would you say this point expected to be more like the Ottawa Music Festival or something?
Yeah, I don't know why it continues to have that name.
That up.
It's 23 years. It's been around 23 years.
It probably started as a blues fest.
It probably did. And it's kind of like the Tulip Festival, because the Tulip Festival,
I'm sure it's more than tulips.
There's no tulips at it. It's all music. So, again, out of Ottawa. That one's in May, or it was anyway.
Doesn't that really have something to do with flowers?
I don't know. I think it's when the tulips come up. But there's no bands
I
named
think
the tulips
I
think
we're not
playing.
Experts on this.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, it was pretty neat. The whole thing was really cool. It was, and we'll put up some clips and photos and stuff from last night. I took a lot of video and a lot of footage of the just the crowd itself. Like, you could tell there was people there just for Tom Morello, and there was people there for Def Leppard, and the band, the even the people in the crowd seemed to shift from front to back and back to front. And by the time Def Leppard got on, you probably could have walked on top of people from one side of the venue to the other. It was so jam-packed.
You're just making me even more happy I wasn't there.
Oh, no, we were up in...
It was a million degrees last night.
It actually wasn't. When we were sitting there, I was looking at the temperature on my phone. It dropped to about 26 degrees with a beautiful breeze coming off the water.
Okay.
So you were right beside the Ottawa River, and... the music, it was just great. It was such a nice breeze. And I actually said to Colin at one point, like, this is amazing. I can't believe. You almost thought somebody turned on a fan around 9 o'clock.
Good. Okay.
And it just started to get really, really nice and just cool. And by the time they came on, it was just incredible. The temperature dropped by like 10 degrees, it felt like. Because when we got there, it was 37 degrees.
Yeah, I know. It was brutal.
It was stifling.
It was.
So
let's talk a little bit about Jelly Roll, because I have some fun facts about Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah. You talk about it.
The next song that you're going to play. So I did have some interesting things that I found through some research, and where he got his nickname was actually from his mom because of his chubby cheeks as a baby. So it stuck with him, and he has been called Jelly Roll ever since. He has gone from jail cells to music award nights. So he did spend some time in and out of jail in his youth, but he turned his life around through music, and today he is an award-winning artist. So believing that second chances are real. He mixes country rock and hip hop, and he's best known for southern rock, country rap, and gospel in a style that's completely his own. His breakout hit was Son of a Sinner, and that earned him CMT and CMA Music Awards. For lack of a better word. He's very open about mental health and addiction issues, and that really resonates with people and grew his fan base because he's honest. And he still takes that out today and visits jails and juvenile centers to inspire youth that there are second chances and that they can turn their lives around. So it's a great story.
Yeah, and it's interesting. When he was here last year, it was the first time he'd ever been able to perform outside of the U.S. He had gotten approval to travel outside the U.S. So excuse me, I lost my breath there for a second. So he was actually at Blues Fest, was the first time, and he says, it's the first time I've ever been outside the USA as an adult. I don't know if he had been somewhere as a child, but he was literally standing on stage, and he said, I came a little early so I could spend some time with my people. And he was actually at a juvenile detention center, and he'd spent some time with some homeless and some street people.
That's great.
And he'd fed them all and, you know, did whatever he could. He's just a warm, big, you know, teddy bear kind of guy. It's pretty wild.
He's a jelly roll.
He is a jelly roll. So
let's hear his song.
Yeah, and he does this one with Lainey Wilson, and again, she's a great country singer, and this is just, you know, save me. So here we go. A little, oh, hang on. I got to get back there to it, guys.
Don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. 22. This is Julian Taylor, and we've got a great episode for you planned on the jukebox this week. We're going to play music from Brooks and Dunn, Jada Brown, Talking Heads, Colter Wall, Jimmy Ruffin, Shawnee Kish, Alabama Shakes. We've got music coming up from Alicia Bridges, as well as music from WizKid, Lancelot Knight, and so much more.
Oh, I didn't know that was the end of the commercial. My bad. I thought there was so much more.
It was a short commercial.
Yeah, yeah. So there was lots, like I said, there was a ton of great artists there this year. And the next one we're going to play is a little Shania Twain. We've talked about her before.
I don't think we need to spend any time talking about her.
No, I don't
think we do. Why don't we just play another song?
Yeah, all right. Let's play a little Shania Twain.
Still better love me. And I can be late for a date, that's fine, but you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do or say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. But if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah, 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 I like it that way. Any man of mine better walk the line, better show me a teasing, squeezing, blazing kind of time. We'll be right back.
what I will say is a couple of the people that I saw and spoke to last night that were actually working at the venue, I was asking them all about the different performers. They did say that Shania Twain was not the best performer of the show.
Really?
Yeah, they said she actually sounded a little hoarse and kind of, you know, almost tired or whatever. And I'm like, well, she's getting up there.
you better be careful.
No, no, but I am too. Like, she's been doing this kind of performance in Vegas for years, right? Yeah. Like, she's been, and so going back out on tour and doing these festivals, it's got to be draining on her because she only performs, like, what, an hour and a half once every couple of days in Vegas. She's not performing every night, I don't think. But for her to get up and do this whole thing and whatever, they just said she looked great. She just sounded not as good as normal.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I was a little, you know, I was kind of glad we didn't pick that show. It wasn't even on the option.
You wouldn't
block.
Have picked that.
I wouldn't have picked it anyway.
Even I wouldn't have picked that.
But what I would have picked, though, was Hozier. Hozier was on there as well. And it was funny because we're standing in the audience, or we're looking out into the audience last night, and I said to Colin, I think this guy is late. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, well, there's a guy there with an Irish flag waving it in the crowd. And I'm like, does he know Def Leppard is not Irish? They're English. He should be waving a Union Jack. But Hozier is Irish. I'm like, yeah, I get that there's one guy in the band from Ireland, but the rest of the band is English. So it was just kind of funny. There was a guy just standing there waving an Irish flag.
And for Def Leppard?
For Def Leppard. Okay. I was like, come on, dude, learn your continents. But anyway, so yeah, it was good. It was, I was really, really pleased with how great the sound sounded with Def Leppard and kind of their visuals. I actually said to the other guy that was sitting at our table again, I said, man, they did not have these kind of visuals back in the 80s. They had this leopard that was running across the screens and dancing and doing all sorts of like, it was really, really cool. Like, yeah, it was just the visuals that went with it and how they were able to mix old Def Leppard pictures and stuff like in photograph into the new band and stuff. It was just really, really cool. And you got to see Rick Allen with both arms playing drums from back in the day while it was posed up with him playing the same song.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really, really neat. It was just it was a really, really cool night. Let's talk about what we're doing this weekend because I can't believe it. We've literally played what? 1, 2, 3, 4. Four songs and we're almost done.
You talk a lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So guys, just so you know, anybody that's listening that goes to Loaf and Ale, we're back to regular hours. Our little kind of...
we did a shortened version.
We tried, you know, doing a shortened version, a summer version. Didn't work.
I liked it.
Yeah. So we're back to 7-11, guys. We're back to all four rounds from 7 to 11. We're going to have our fast five in between. We're going to do all our stuff that we've always been doing. So let me tell you, first round tomorrow night in no particular order. I'll just give you the rounds. We've got Blues Fest bands. So it can be from this year, last year, or any 23 years. So I'm going to mix it up. We've got some Blues Fest bands. The next round is called Take Me Home. We talked about this one. This is going to be songs that have home in it. And Shira's going to give away 2 gift cards. Randomly to the novice winner and one to the novice winner and one to the advanced runner.
Okay.
For tomorrow night. And then we've got a round called Young and the Restless, and that's songs from 2020 and newer. So we've got some younger people that are coming these days, so we wanted to throw in a younger round. So, 2020 and newer. And then
do that one at 10 o'clock. They're the most awake at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, I will. So that'll be the last round of the night. And then the other one is Canadian bands from Saturday Night Live. There was a lot of bands on Saturday Night Live. There's been hundreds. But I want to do just Canadian bands from Saturday Night Live.
How did you come up with that?
I'm a smart cookie.
Something triggered that. I don't know where that came up because I wasn't part of that conversation, but it's an interesting topic.
Yeah. So Canadian bands that have been on Saturday Night Live. There's been a few.
Okay.
There's been more than a few. All right. So we're going to play a little Alan Doyle.
Wait a minute. We didn't cover the rest of the weekend.
Oh, yeah. All right.
There's more weekend. So I'm working a lot of it, squeezing in some trying to social and just have a relaxing life as well as work. So we're going to run around on Saturday. We have a commitment to meet up with some old friends that we don't often always see. So we're looking forward to that. But of course, I have to squeeze in a house showing. Then Terry wants to squeeze in a visit back to Blues Fest, so we're going to see if we can figure that out. And yeah. then we're going to probably sleep at our trailer, because that seems like a good place to lay our heads, because then I have an open house on Sunday as
Eight minutes away from the trailer.
Right. So fortunately, well, fortunately for everyone who might be in the market for a waterfront home, I have a beautiful three-bedroom home on Killenbeck Lake for sale, and it is right beside Charleston. I was going to say National Park, but that's not right. Provincial Park.
Yeah, so it's really cool. You pull in towards the park. Cherry signs are everywhere, thanks to me.
Yes.
I put them up everywhere on every tree I could. But you pull in, and this place is amazing.
Yeah, it's really beautiful waterfront spot, and beautiful, clear, shallow water that you can see right to.
And it's in a, like an inlet or a cove. Yeah. I don't know what to call it. It's just this nice, cool bay that yeah. takes you out, and it really, really nice. Yeah,
the house is lovely. It has a completely updated and modern kitchen, an updated and modern bathroom. It has a separate outbuilding that can either be a workshop or a two-car garage. It's got lots of great perks, and it's actually reasonable price. So if anybody's in the market, we will be there on Sunday from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock at 912 Moonlight Lane on Killenbeck Lake.
Yeah, you can reach out to Sherry as well if you want to just set something up privately.
I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, I mean, and it's got tons of parking.
Oh yeah, there's tons of
parking. I mean, it was really cool, and it's got this really cool driveway that you come down to and stuff. And yeah, I really like it. Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be a beautiful new home for someone.
And I'm gonna sit out on the dock on Sunday and play a little music and just relax. So if you want to come see Sherry, or just come and hang out with me,
he's my safety buddy and my partner at open houses. I don't know about hanging out in the dock. I guess we'll see how busy it is.
Yeah, but I'll show people around the water. Yeah, it was really cool. So, and then that's Sunday, and then
we're going to go home.
We're going to stop. No, we're going to stop for ice cream. We found a new ice cream spot.
Okay, yes. I can get ice cream as well.
And then we'll go home, and then we'll play
in
our pool.
Then we'll fall down. Oh, yeah, I have to play in the pool too?
You do. Oh, so, yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. This week was great. Last week was amazing, the wedding. We didn't even talk about our adventures
right,
in the wedding.
We don't have time.
Can we talk about it for 2 minutes that we got lost and ended up on a...
You're going to.
All right.
You're already talking about it.
Okay,
so
I've got a minute.
Okay.
All right.
1, 2, 3, go.
All right. So we were driving to Quebec last week to go to Denani Golf and Country Club, wherever, just north
in
of
La Chute
in Laval, Quebec. So anyway, we're driving and we realize the road starts, or the GPS starts taking us down to this road that looked like it was a dead end, but right at the end it just says turn left. And left was the lake. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what? This can't be right. So we start texting the lady that's running the whole thing. And she's like, I have no idea. I'm not from here. And we're like, oh, that's really helpful. And then the next thing, a ferry comes back. And we're like, I guess we get on a ferry. And we get on this ferry. And we're in a big rental truck bringing all the equipment for the wedding over. And the next thing, we're on the other side. We're in Quebec. And it was really cool. So, yeah,
it was weirdly unnecessary, though, because... But we didn't have to take a ferry.
We did.
We learned if we had gone over a bridge in Hawkesbury, we could have completely avoided a ferry.
But it was so much fun.
And we drove into Quebec to drive back into Ontario.
Yeah,
to drive
that
back
was weird.
I don't know, Waze was being weird that
yeah,
day.
GPS was crazy.
We got
crazy.
There. The wedding was beautiful.
Way too hot.
The bride got sick. There was a whole bunch of things that happened. But at the end of the day, they gave you a 5-star review and a beautiful Google review because you did such a great job, as you always do, trying to make people's day special no matter what happens.
Yeah, it was amazing. So anyway, great wedding. Another one in the books. Looking forward to the rest of the ones I have coming up in August, September, and October. But anyway, let's play a little Alan Doyle.
Let's
We've been
do
talking
it.
Too much. He also performed, like I said, with Shania Twain on Sunday night. So a little Alan Doyle here.
This is my hand, take it now, it's yours to keep. These are my eyes, look into the man you see. How a rainbow needs the rain, or it will never shine again. It's the same for you and me. These are my footsteps, falling surely next to yours. This is the moment that we've been waiting for. It's our story now to tell. Raise the curtain, ring the bell, and open up the door. Hey, all together we will be. We're forever, you and me. Hey, the sun will show us where to go. God will give us heart and soul. Take us home.
rest your head and dream of home. For there'll be nights and there'll be days, it seems a long, long ways away. But we'll make it now, I know. Hey, all together we will be where forever you and me. Hey, the sun will show us where to go. God will give us heart and soul and take us home. Song, it's the only one I know. This is my heart, take it with you when you go. I wanna thank you for the show. No one wants to dance alone. I'll see you down the road.
So, what'd you think of that, Sherry?
I liked it. I like his voice. It's very melodic, and it sounds like home to me. He makes me happy.
Geez, would he be on one of the rounds tomorrow night, take us home?
Probably.
He might be.
Good hint.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Blues Fest for me overall was really good. We've been talking about it off the air, obviously, about maybe next year getting passes and going to see as many of the shows. It's on for 2 weeks. I'm not sure in that 2 weeks.
I don't need to go for 2 weeks.
I could really do a concert a night and just try it out and just see if I could physically do it.
You might be able to. I can tell you I couldn't.
Yeah, no, I think I could. It's going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. The weather is cooling down, which is nice, too. It's not going to be as nasty as heat as we've been dealing with.
I don't know.
Yeah, so we've got a couple of more songs here to play.
We're going to talk about Alan Dole a little bit. We didn't talk that much about him. And I had a couple of facts. So he was born in Petty Harbor, Newfoundland, and he's also a best-selling author. Did you know that he's written 3 books?
No, I did not.
So he wrote Where I Belong, A Newfoundlander in Canada, and All Together Now, A Newfoundlander's Light Tales for Heavy Times. He's also an actor. So he was in Robin Hood with Russell Crowe, and apparently him and Russell Crowe are good friends.
Oh, interesting. I just know that he's a fantastic singer.
Yep.
And that he is one of my favorite bands that has ended the so Great Big Sea. I mean, like...
He's had an equally successful solo artist career.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen him a few times, and we were meant to see him on Saturday,
right,
which was kind of...
Last
Saturday, which was funny. We invited some friends to go see him before this wedding was booked, and then...
Hold on, they said no.
Yes.
And then they went.
I know, which is crazy. We're like, hey, we can't go anymore, and they're like... Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to...
We're going to go.
Yeah. I was like, Anyway, they sent us photos and videos from the concert. It looked like a great time.
Yeah, they said that he was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was at that Base 31. And Base 31 is a music venue in Picton.
Is it Picton or Trenton?
I think it's Picton.
Well, I don't know where it is, but it looks amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to go to a show there. I've been spending a lot of time out in Picton lately. I have 2 houses on the market in Picton, if anyone's looking for any houses in Picton.
Yeah.
So I've been spending a lot of time there and paying a lot of attention to what's going on in Picton. But every time I see an advertisement for Base 31, they're doing a great job. And I actually met with a lady earlier this week whose daughter runs Base 31.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's interesting.
That's new to me. I did not know that.
Remember the lady that you took me to and then you waited in the driveway?
Oh, yeah.
Not that everyone wants to hear about that, but that lady, her daughter runs Base 31.
And
that's not interesting to anyone other than you and I, but that's who
it was. It's very interesting to me because I love a good concert.
Because you're going to figure out how you can get tickets out of that.
I am absolutely going
to
figure out how
it was a segue back to the radio
show. My head, there was definitely,
oh,
hey,
I knew there was a connection. Hey, what can I get out of this?
Well, not what can I get out of this. Let's be honest.
A little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we can also get out of it selling her house. So
yeah,
there's that
but,
too.
I mean, what a great thing for them. We put it on the radio and we'll produce, you know.
Yeah, there's some collaboration there.
There's definitely some collaboration.
So let's play. Oh, I'm supposed to play another commercial. So let's play a song, then I'll play a commercial, then we'll say goodbye.
All right. So I'm going to play Just Like 73. So I'm going to play the Def Leppard Tom Morello.
Okay.
Collab. What I didn't get to, just so we know, is Maren Morris and Hozier, Daughtry and Papa Roach. We'll get to them next week after we've seen them in concert. So how about that? We'll finish out with a little Just Like 73. Great song, guys. I mean, what a great show. Anyway, here we go.
$16 might be inconsequential, hardly covers parking or a few cappuccinos, but put $16 in the hands of Feed Ontario, with their bulk buying power for over 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, and that $16 can provide breakfast for a hungry child every morning for a month. Please, give now at feedontariotogether.ca. For the big change, your pocket change can make.
Hello.
All right. Just before we get out of the way, I wanted to talk about Tomorrowland. So Tomorrowland actually is a music festival that's out in Belgium this year, and unfortunately, it's literally the whole stage burnt down.
Okay,
it's crazy.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but I think we're done, right?
I think we're done.
We're done for the day. So, all right, let's kick this off and let the corridor play. All right, goodbye, guys. We'll see you next weekend.
News from Kingston and area provided by local and regional journalists through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. Welcome and enjoy. Hello and welcome to The Corridor. I'm Dinah Jansen, and today I'm joined by CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative producer, Jesse Bell. Our first story is from CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative reporter, Christina Laurie, providing information on a $350,000 donation from the KGH Auxiliary to Kingston Health Sciences Centers.